Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have with me today Mike Cutler. We're going to talk about immigration. You know, Mike, I have to kind of chuckle when my intro song comes on and says, "How you done me wrong," because I kind of feel like America's getting done wrong by the administration. And I want to, first of all, Mike, I want to introduce Mike. He's been on enough times, I think everybody knows him, but he is retired special agent. I like to call him super agent from the INS. And I'm probably the only talk show host that calls you the super agent, aren't I?
That's absolutely correct, and I have to remember to put my cape on before I appear on your program.
That's absolutely right. And I want to ask first and foremost, because we keep hearing that our immigration laws are broken. Are they really broken, or they just lack being being taken care of as far as being
Well, look, I could certainly tweak certain things. I don't understand, for example, why when an alien becomes a naturalized United States citizen, they can suddenly bring in all their adult siblings and their spouses and their children. I think that's kind of wrong-headed, this idea of family reunification. I have an easy standard for it. If the person could not reasonably be expected to be placed on someone's health care insurance, then I don't think they should be able to get a green card because their family member became a United States citizen. How's that for an interesting idea?
I think that's pretty good.
I certainly don't want people to not get together, so we should have a special line at embassies and consulates for express applications, visa processing, so people who are Americans can bring their siblings here for various occasions, hopefully happy ones. Of course, unfortunately, there are family emergencies
right,
and so forth. So I have no problem with that. But essentially, our laws are workable. It's a matter of enforcing them. You know, this is kind of like the guy with a new Ferrari sitting in his driveway and saying, "My car is broken." And then his neighbor looks at the car and says, "You know, there's no gas in the tank."
Why do they not want to enforce the laws that we have?
Because a lot of people, a lot of organizations are making a ton of money off of illegal immigration and legal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
I write for a bunch of organizations. I'm a senior fellow with a wonderful organization, CAPS, Californians for Population Stabilization. Their website is CAPS, C-A-P-S, CAPSweb.org. I just did a major policy brief for Progressives for Immigration Reform. I know you're a conservative, so here we have progressives on the same page with us. This isn't about left or right. It's right or wrong.
That's absolutely.
I'm a columnist for the David Horowitz Freedom Center. My newest article is out in a quarterly publication, The Social Contract. I've been writing all over the place trying to get people to wake up. But I've written articles for all those various websites, publications, and journals. And you can look at the banks who are thrilled to move the money around. Every year, the United States bleeds between $125 and $200 billion, with a B, in remittances, money wired out of the country by foreign workers, both legal and illegal. This is money not earned by Americans, money not spent in America, money not invested in America. When you look at the multiplier effect, this increases our debt by more than $500 billion a year, and that's before we even look at wage suppression of American workers, or many cases where tragically Americans lose their jobs and go from being middle-class tax-paying consumers to people living below the poverty line with no disposable income and wind up requiring government assistance to get by. You also have the immigration lawyers. They're very powerful. And in fact, every time there's an immigration bill, one of the provisions calls for the government paying legal fees for the illegal aliens. I find that kind of remarkable. When we go to an accountant to file our tax return, we have to pay for the accountant. But the immigration lawyer lobby, and there are many members of Congress who are immigration attorneys, so they make sure that their nest is feathered, that immigration fees, that law fees, rather, will come out of the public till, not out of the pockets of the illegal aliens. It's quite astonishing. You have the various special interest groups, the so-called pro-immigrant groups, which really aren't pro-immigrant. And that brings me to a point that I think is really important. I was in Washington a couple of weeks ago with Progressives for Immigration Reform, and we did a video. They did a video of my presentation. And I'm so tired of being told that my position, and your position as well, is anti-immigrant, Beth. This is pro-enforcement. You can't be anti-immigrant if you're pro-enforcement. The same laws that tell us who to kick out and who to keep out also tell us who to let in. Every year, this country admits more lawful immigrants than the rest of the world combined, roughly a million or more per year. How on earth can you be anti-immigrant when you support the same laws by which aliens legally immigrate? It's one of those slanderous allegations made by opponents of border security and consequently national security. You know, our borders and our immigration laws are our first and last line of defense. And so now you have the President of the United States coming out and saying, even though I've been repeatedly making the point that it's illegal for me to take the kind of action I'm about to take,
I'm going to do it anyway.
Anyway, just because. And so I want everyone to understand the level of risk that this is creating for America. There are a couple of newspaper articles or website articles that I want to call attention to.
And I have those in my hand, I do believe.
I'm sorry?
I have those in my hand, I do believe.
Okay. Yes. First one we have, this is September 10th, 2014, the New York Post. This headline is startling. Homeland Security, we cannot stop ISIS from coming into the United States. I mean, that's devastating.
It is. And you know, we've got so many telling us, Mike, well, they're not coming across there. That's not where they're getting in.
Well, they're getting in from every which way. And that's why when I hear this nonsense from the president and other people, including Ted Cruz, we're going to secure that Mexican border. Should we secure it? Absolutely. It's an imperative. But is that the only problem? Absolutely not. The front page magazine published by the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and by the way, they were it's an amazing organization. I'm so proud to be a columnist for them. I was in Florida with them a week ago at the Breakers Hotel in Florida in West Palm Beach. What a wonderful weekend. I was there with Senator Jeff Sessions, a man I'd love to see run for president, Congressman Louis Gohmert, John Fleming. The four of us were on an immigration panel. There were other people there, Michelle Bachmann, Governor Rick Perry spoke, Ann Coulter spoke. It was a wonderful opportunity. So, but they published an article on their website, Front Page Magazine. I called it Border Security and the Immigration Colander. And the point that I made is that they're telling us that if we sort of kind of plug one of the holes in the bottom of that colander that we use to drain pasta, that now you can use that colander like a bucket to carry water with all those other holes still intact. We have so many holes in the system, and there's so many ways of coming to the United States. And then there's a wonderful film. I want everybody out there to go online. You can watch it for free, my favorite price, although they do ask for a contribution. And if you could make a contribution, it would be appreciated. The Tea Party Patriots poured more than, well, it was six figures. I don't know the exact number. But they spent more than six figures on putting this film together. They brought in the actor Nick Searcy to narrate it. It's a well-done production. I'm proud to be one of many people. They interviewed Congressman Steve King and Senator Jeff Sessions, Louis Gohmert. They interviewed ranchers and sheriffs all along the border. They filmed from Texas through Arizona.
Go ahead and give me that name, and we're going into a break. Go ahead and give that to me one more time. The video.
Tagline goes along with what I'm saying. The tagline is every state is now a border state, but it's the border states of America. Tea Party Patriots.
All right, we're going into a break. We're going to open the phone lines. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Beth Ann and Mike will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today 417-452-2781 or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative. Representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Mike Cutler. We're trying to bring some common sense and educate you on what's actually going on with the immigration and the illegal immigrants. You know something that upset me, Mike? I watched the president's speech. He had a lot of warm, fuzzy stuff in there, you know, really wanted to make you feel good. But he equated the illegal immigrants with the immigrants, the legal immigrants, and said that's what makes America. And I disagree with that. I agree that immigrants, we've all been immigrants, our ancestors were somewhere along the line, except me. I think mine were all born here. But but the illegal, You know, to quote an old scripture, those who are faithful in little will also be faithful in much. If you're willing to come over here illegally, you're willing to do just about anything illegally, aren't you?
Well, it's a slippery slope, and you know, you have one opportunity for a first impression. Mm-hmm. The immigration laws and how we administer them or don't administer them really provide that first impression of America. And that's not to say that everybody who runs the border is you know, a criminal or evil or whatever. We got to be careful. But, you know, I used to feel bad for some of the people I arrested. I was an agent for 30 years. And for the first part of my career as an agent, I would raid the factories and we would raid farms. And a lot of these folks were just very desperate. And by the way, by allowing America to be a safety valve for countries like Mexico, we're not doing the Mexican citizens any favors. Mm-hmm. Mexico is thrilled to have many of their people come here. It's estimated that at least 10% of Mexicans now live in the United States. And it's readily apparent when there are presidential elections in Mexico the candidates always seem to come to the United States to campaign, which is really startling, isn't it? Mm. But, you know, by doing this, Mexico gets over $20 billion a year in remittances, and they also export the potential for insurrection in their own country. There is no reason why Mexican citizens should have to look to the U.S. for a place to go for a decent life. It causes families to be split up. If we want to talk about family reunification, why don't we rather talk about families remaining unified? Why aren't the people who live in Mexico able to have bright futures by working inside their own country? You know, the Mexican economy is very vibrant, very successful. It's one of the most vibrant economies in the world. A guy by the name of Carlos Slim is the wealthiest man on the planet. He is a citizen of Mexico. He lives in Mexico. He's extremely wealthy. Mexico has an oligarchy, and we are rapidly moving in that direction as well of having an oligarchy. But what we're doing by allowing aliens from Mexico who come here illegally to be exploited and to live terribly here in the United States is we are preventing the oligarchy of Mexico from feeling any heat, any pressure to change the status quo. And that's not fair, it's not right, and it doesn't help anybody but the extremely wealthy in Mexico. But there's another aspect to it also. And I agree with you, by the way, about making the distinction between legal immigration and illegal immigration. I always like to give a little clarity. So I have a phrase, and I have always told people that the difference between an immigrant and an illegal alien is comparable to the difference between a house guest and a burglar. You know, we all love company, but not when people climb through a bedroom window in the middle of the night. And when we're told that these folks are undocumented, that nonsense started with Jimmy Carter. It was Orwellian. Yes, they're undocumented, and that really should be worrying to people, because what it means is they either don't have the undocumented or don't want you to see their identity documents, perhaps because they know their names are on fugitive watch lists or perhaps terror lists. So when someone is undocumented, I'd be very concerned about it. But the other issue is that they're not inspected. There's an inspections process that is supposed to take place under our laws at ports of entry. Every country does the equivalent. And I did that job for the first 4 years of my career. I was assigned as an immigration inspector to Kennedy International Airport here in New York City. And the purpose of the inspections process is to keep out aliens who have dangerous communicable diseases, think resistant tuberculosis, think the enterovirus, think Ebola, aliens who are severely mentally ill and prone to extreme violence, aliens who are sex offenders, aliens who are convicted felons, murderers, arsonists, gun runners, gang members. You get the idea. Aliens who are human rights violators, war criminals, spies, and terrorists. These are all categories of aliens to be excluded. It's under Title 8 of the United States Code, Section 1182. I don't want to turn this into a law lesson, but I want you to understand that what I'm telling you is based on fact, not rumor, not a hunch, not some wild idea I got. And then finally, under the same laws of exclusion, or categories of exclusion, are aliens who are likely to become a public charge, which is a huge issue for cities and towns and states going bankrupt, and aliens who, if they worked, would either supplant Americans in the workforce, which is a disaster for the American whose job is lost, or suffer wage suppression because the labor market is being flooded by cheap foreign workers who compete unfairly with American workers. There's nothing in our laws about race, religion, or ethnicity. I get furious when I hear this nonsense about the Latino vote. It's an insidious form of profiling. Think about it.
Yep,
I happen to be Jewish. I get equally offended when I hear about the Jewish vote. Oh, all Jews are alike. They all think the same way. They all want the same things. Oh, the black vote. Yep, all blacks are the same. Oh, Christians. Yeah, they're all the same also. I mean, this nonsense of allowing pollsters to set up these false categories, these little pigeonholes we're all supposed to be squeezed into.
Oh, they're labeling us intentionally, Mike.
Absolutely.
It's to separate us.
It is. It's a divide and conquer strategy.
Absolutely.
And it's funny, the same journalists who go crazy when they hear about law enforcement profiling, and if law enforcement in profiling take more than simple appearance or ethnicity into account, but what's known as behavioral profiling, it's legitimate. But to simply say that all Latinos vote or think the same way is disgusting, And these are the same journalists who go crazy when law enforcement profiles. And by the way, just so you folks understand, they just did a survey. And it's only, I think it was 16% of people who identified themselves as Latino who voted, who thought immigration was a big issue. 49% thought that the number one issue was the economy. But the economy, again, has a direct nexus to immigration and the way we bring in foreign workers. But here's the next story that really makes me crazy. October 8th, this was in the National Review, headline, ISIS fighters getting caught coming across the U.S.-Mexican border. Apparently, Greta Van Susteren had interviewed Congressman Duncan Hunter, who had spoken with Border Patrol agents who told him that they grabbed 10 members of ISIS attempting to run our border. Think about that. They were attempting to enter without inspection. By the way, that's the term we use as agents. An alien who snuck in was called an EWI, entrant without inspection. Would you get on an airplane if you saw people getting on the airplane without being inspected by TSA?
And
so this is what the process is, and we're being told that we lack compassion. Maybe we lack common sense or a sense of survival.
I think
that's
what it is.
We're not willing to live among millions of people who are uninspected.
We have another call. We have a caller. We have Theodore from Missouri. Theodore, how are you today?
How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing good,
sir. Thank you for your guest. I love all of them. I have a good friend who's a black man, and I asked him what he thought about this illegal immigration, and he said they are the new slaves in America.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he said, 20 years down the road, we're going to pay for it. I'll let you pontificate.
All right. Thank you, Theodore. Mike?
Thank you for the call, Theodore. Yeah, you're right. No, it's not 20 years right now. We're paying for it with the enterovirus. I don't know for certain that the children who have been coming down with this terrible virus, that it's directly related to illegal immigration. But when you think of all the unaccompanied minors who have been sprinkled around the country, where the administration would not even provide members of Congress with access to these folks. I was with the David Horowitz Freedom Center at their Restoration Weekend in Florida a week ago. Wonderful opportunity to spend 4 days at the Breakers. Great place. I was on a panel with Congressman Louie Gohmert and John Fleming and Senator Jeff Sessions, who I think is a phenomenal leader. And Congressman Bridenstine talked about how he tried to gain access to those facilities within his state. And he was told at first that he could not go to those places. And then he was told, well, you can go to those places, but you're not allowed to speak to anybody. This is supposed to be the most transparent administration. It's startling. So we have kids coming down with this virus. Some have died. Some have been paralyzed. They say the symptoms are similar to polio. Mm. We have a problem with terrorism. Again, Homeland Security says we can't stop ISIS from coming into the U.S. So if you look at what the 9/11 Commission had to say, and in fact I provided testimony to the 9/11 Commission, I've worked on terrorism as well as narcotics investigations. I've arrested terrorists in my career. And they warned that immigration was a vital issue for national security. I mean, you would think this is kind of common sense. And then there was an article in last week's Newsweek magazine, an amazing article, inside the CIA's Syrian rebels vetting machine. And the point of the article was that the CIA is trying to find out which Syrian rebels are moderates so they can trust them to help us fight ISIS.
And I want to talk about that a little bit when we come back, because I really think that we're in jeopardy. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. the Trifecta for $40, and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House. Only $16.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Mike Cutler. We're talking about immigration. Now, when we were going into the break there, you were talking about the ISIS and the vetting and the CIA and all that. And, you know, my concern is that I think we're in danger. We can't, you know, when the president was giving his speech and saying, well, all these illegals, all they got to do is go sign up and go pay all those back taxes and do this and that. Like, you think all of them are going to do that?
Sure, and it's not about taxes. See, we're conflating two very separate issues.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I kind of lumped that together there just because I was going back to his speech. But I believe we're in danger. I don't believe these people are going to come forward and say, yeah, I'm the bad guy.
No, they're not. And so it's funny because so here's this article in Newsweek, and they're talking about how the CIA in country, in Syria, can't figure out who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And understand, they're doing face-to-face interviews. They're inside the country, so they can go back to the village where the person comes from, speak to people, do an investigation, and figure out what they're dealing with. Here, we're not talking about 5,000 as they are in Syria. And by the way, like, I got to read, this is how this article begins, because it really makes the point about as clearly as anything you could imagine. This is the Newsweek article. The date is November 10th. The title, Inside the CIA's Syrian Rebels Vetting Machine. Here's how it begins. Nothing has come in for more mockery during the Obama administration's halting steps into the Syrian civil war than its employment of, quote, moderate, to describe the kind of rebels it is willing to back. In one of the more widely cited japes, the New Yorker's resident humorist, Andy Borowitz, presented a, quote, modern Syrian application form in which applicants were asked to describe themselves as either A, moderate, B, very moderate, C, crazy moderate, or D, other. After Senator John McCain allegedly posed with Syrians, quote, on our side, who turned out to be kidnappers, a report later called into question, John Stewart cracked, not everyone is going to be wearing their hello, I'm a terrorist name badge. And I thought, wow, they really get it. We don't know who these folks are, but that's in Syria, and they're doing face-to-face interviews, and they can go knock on doors. Here in the United States, Obama wants to give what he said will be 5 million, and we don't know what the number is. This could easily become 10 million, 12 million, 15 million. We don't know. We don't know what we don't know. Ronald Reagan told us the amnesty of 86 would involve a million or maybe a few more than a million and a quarter. They were kind of soft on the numbers. By the time the dust settled, we had processed between 3.5 and 4 million. So if the same thing happens here, that 5 million could quickly balloon to more than 15 or 20 million. And now there will be no opportunity for a face-to-face interview. I mean, think how many people you would have to employ to deal with 5 million. There will be no field investigations. So all that the folks have to do is give a name, fill out the information, and then people say, well, but if they've been living here for 5 years, and even Charles Krauthammer has fallen into that pitfall, well, if they've been living here for 5 years, and they've been doing this, and they've been doing that, how in the world do you know how long an illegal alien who's been using multiple false identity has been living in the United States?
Because they're going to come up and tell us. They're going to confess
it all. No, you know, a funny story. You know, I do a lot of TV also. In fact, I may be on with Neil Cavuto this Friday. At least last I heard, I was asked if I'd be free this coming Friday. And very often, you know, they send the car and they drive you into the studio, which is very nice, and you start having conversations with the driver. Well, about a year ago, I was being driven by a gentleman from Lebanon, and he had a heavy Arabic accent, and we got into a conversation, and I did not tell him I had been an immigration agent. I was curious to hear what he would say, and I said, well, how hard is it to come to America? And he said, oh, I came to America during the Reagan administration. I said, oh, was it difficult? He said, oh, no. He said, in Lebanon, everybody knows America is made up of idiots, which really warmed my heart. I said, oh, really? I said, how idiotic are we? And he said, well, you know, all you had to do was say you were a farmer. And by the way, it was Chuck Schumer who came up with that agricultural amnesty provision of the 86 amnesty, and I had met with him. And, you know, he really didn't want to have a conversation with me at all. I was astonished that he was concerned about farmers because he had no farms in his district. And so he said, all we had to do was say we were farmers. And he said, because I said I was a farmer, I not only brought in my wife and children, but I brought in all of my brothers and all of my sisters and all of their spouses and all of their children. He said, I probably brought in 70 people because I said I was a farmer. And he said, you know what was really fun? I said, what's that? He said, just about everybody from my village in Lebanon came with me, and we all said we were farmers. There were thousands of us because this country is really dumb. And he said, we still make fun about how stupid they were because none of us ever worked on a farm. He said, I wouldn't know the first thing about a farm, but nobody checked.
That's interesting, isn't it? We're very naive.
I was outraged, but he was right, because we had done investigations where people claimed to work on farms, and when we checked the farms, there were so many applications from one particular farm, there would have been no room to grow crops because there wouldn't have been enough room for all the people to stand on that farm at one time at the same time. So what we're doing is telling the people when you, and they did the same thing with the date of arrival, which is possibly how we went from 1 million, 1.25 million to almost 4 million, because they knew what the magic date was. They knew they had to say they worked on a farm. It's an open book test, and everybody knows what the right answers are in order to succeed. You know, the so-called dreamers, the approval rate at last count was 97.3%. What a lot of people don't know, and I spent a year acting as an adjudications officer for immigration, is that It takes only minutes to approve an application, but it could take hours, days, or weeks to deny one. And if you tell the adjudications officers that you have a quota to fulfill, and they're being told that, I believe they have to do 12 a day, there is no way you can deny more than perhaps one application a month and still meet your quota. And if you don't meet the quota, you're going to get hammered on your evaluation, which will affect your ability to keep your job or to be able to get a promotion down the road. So if you want a good evaluation, you have to approve almost everything that lands on your desk. Rubber stamp machine.
Let me back up here a little bit. You mentioned Reagan. I remember when Ronald Reagan did this, you know, and they promised him, he said, well, if I sign this bill, and they promised him they were going to take care of the borders, and they didn't. So instead of not repeating the same mistake we made before, we're not only repeating it, we've like 10 times it or 100 times.
Yeah, we're going to get on steroids.
Yeah. And
you know what?
And now we have all kinds of criminals coming in. Maybe they're not all ISIS, but we have all kinds of criminals coming into this nation illegally, doing whatever they seem to want to do here. And now, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong not to parallel this. We possibly have ISIS in the land. We know that. We know that they're coming across.
We do. There's a certainty.
And now we have Russia taunting us on the borders of the Gulf.
Yep.
And I'm worried.
You should be.
I'm very worried.
By the way, I won't give Reagan a pass, though.
He didn't hire
absolutely
not.
New special agent. So understand, here again, the issue. Well, we're securing the Mexican border. I wrote an article for Front Page Magazine. I called it Border Security and the Immigration Colander. There is no integrity to the immigration system. If you look at what the 9/11 Commission had to say, they were so crystal clear about the dangers posed by immigration, by failures to have integrity to the process. In fact, if you go to the 9/11 Commission staff report on terrorist travel, they were so crystal clear about this. They warned us. And, you know, I provided testimony to the 9/11 Commission. And, in fact, what really upsets me tremendously, as a New Yorker, the ashes from 9/11 landed on my home. My neighbors died. I had testified 4.5 years before 9/11 about the dangers in visa fraud and immigration benefit fraud.
Let's talk about that when we come back. We're going into another great break, Mike. And let's call the people to action. We've got to take action. We've got to let these people know we see what's happening and we want it stopped. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Mike and Beth Ann will be right back. Stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Mike, I made the parallel. It's scary to me. I've got some listeners, some buddies that are in the Navy, and they're watching what's going on out here on the Gulf with the Russians taunting us. And we know that we have ISIS on the land, and we know that they work together. All it would take is one more ISIS attack, or whatever you want to call it, another 9/11, something like that. Just one, and those Russians are right there on the border. What are they waiting for? And that's scary to me to think that nobody seems to be paying attention to what's going on. We've had this this investigation after 9/11. We know that it was perpetrated by outsiders. We want something done about it. They made suggestions, and nothing has been done. So what can the American people do?
Well, let me just read this one quote, and then I'm going to tell you what I think we really need to do. This is found on page 98 under Immigration Benefits. The report is the 9/11 Commission staff report on terrorist travel. These were the attorneys and the agents, immigration, FBI agents, ATF agents, who worked with the 9/11 Commission. Terrorists in the 1990s, as well as the September 11th hijackers, needed to find a way to stay in or embed themselves in the United States if their operational plans were to come to fruition. As already discussed, this could be accomplished legally by marrying an American citizen, achieving temporary worker status, which, by the way, is what the president is doing, temporary worker status, or applying for asylum after entering. In many cases, the act of filing for an immigration benefit sufficed to permit the alien to remain in the country until the petition was adjudicated. Terrorists were free to conduct surveillance, coordinate operations, obtain and receive funding, go to school and learn English, make contacts in the United States, acquire necessary materials, and execute an attack. There's no ambiguity. And then the Center for Immigration Studies, and I used to be affiliated with CIS, just issued a report talking about a woman by the name of Patricia Vroom, an attorney with an exemplary 26-year career at ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Arizona depicting in shocking detail how a band of supervisors working in close coordination bullied her and other career lawyers to force compliance with the Obama administration's immigration enforcement suppression scheme. So this is all about a political equation that has nothing to do with national security, nothing to do with the well-being of America or Americans, and most Republicans are standing shoulder to shoulder with the Obama administration. I don't care what they're saying.
Yes, I agree
with
you.
They want this flood of illegals in the country. John Boehner is very clear about it. Oh, we want to help you create comprehensive reform. You know, I called it by a different name. Senator Sessions liked it so much, he quoted me back in 07. I called it the Terrorist Assistance and Facilitation Act. So the Republicans get to scream about Obama, but meanwhile the people that are lining their pockets with campaign contributions are giving, being given exactly what they want, and that's huge numbers of foreign workers. One of the other things that Obama wants to do is to create lots more visas for high-tech workers, even in Silicon Valley in the last month, laid off 20,000 American workers. Look, what really needs to happen, if Congress is on our side, if they're willing to accept the idea that the American people not only threw the Democrats out of control of the Senate and increased the margin of Republicans in the House, but they want them to do the work of the American people. They should be funding and sending to the White House a bill to hire thousands more immigration agents, thousands more adjudications officers, and saying to the president, we're going to fight you on the legality of what you're doing. But meanwhile, when those applications are being adjudicated, the word needs to go out that if anyone commits fraud, they will be prosecuted vigorously. Now, the president could not possibly argue against integrity to the process. If he does, he'd be baring his hand completely, and the Republicans should take that posture. The American citizens need to go back to that 9/11 Commission report, need to reach out to their senators and members of Congress and say, look here, this is a threat to national security. Here's the evidence. It's in the 9/11 Commission report. None of you have the guts or the integrity to cite that report in dealing with what the president is doing. You better. Because if there's another terrorist attack, you're going to all be held accountable.
Oh, absolutely.
So we've got to go after the fraud, and we should be taking FBI and DEA and ATF agents for the interim and creating an immigration fraud task force. As an immigration agent, I spent half my 30-year career with the drug task force. If we can detail immigration agents to back up the DEA to conduct narcotics investigations, we can certainly bring other agents back to immigration to go after fraud, which represents an immediate threat to national security. What do you think of that idea?
I think it's a great idea. We've got a call or two from Virginia. We're about to run out of time. Joe, how are you today?
Yes, ma'am. It's been a while since I talked to you, Miss Beth. I just want to say I got in late on the show this morning, but that Mr. Mike guy was exactly 100% right. He said there's no integrity in the immigration, and which goes into the work. And there is no integrity in employment at will when they can steal and rob everything you got. The land is cursed with the curse, and I hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving and hope all the listeners will remember Miss Riley as she's working through her problems. Thank you very much for taking my phone call.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
And I'm right.
I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving as well, so I want to make sure I don't forget. Let me just quickly put out a couple of websites I'd love everybody to visit. My own personal website is Michael Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R, michaelcutler.net, one word. I also write for CAPS, Californians for Population Stabilization. They have a terrific website. I've been affiliated with them for many years. CAPSWeb, C-A-P-S, capsweb.org. Also, please go to Progressives for Immigration Reform and Front Page Magazine of the David Horowitz Freedom Center.
And I'll try to put all those on the Facebook and on my blog too, Mike. And I did that with the film last time, and I'll bring that back up and do it again. But people have got to pay attention to what's going on. We've got to understand that we have been misled, and they just continue to do this. And I'm talking about all, you know, the D.C. occupiers from the White House on over, you know, the whole bunch of them.
Absolutely. And by the way, you know, Beth Ann, I'm sure you're going to agree with me. You can't be a good parent if you're not involved in politics. We put so much effort into our children, starting with prenatal care and everything else we do for our kids. Best education, best food. We try to buy the safest car seats. You name it, we do it. And then the government undermines public safety, national security, public health, and opportunities for our children to live the American dream. It's up to us, we the people, to put our, if you want to call them insubordinate employees, these congressmen and other elected representatives in line. It's our responsibility. They work for
us,
and we need to remind them that they work for us. When we go to restaurants, we're very specific about the food that we want to eat. We're very specific the way we want it prepared. We need to be no less specific with our elected representatives. And we got to remember, democracy is not a spectator sport.
It's absolutely. We are a republic, and it only works if the republic is in action, and we've got to get to action. We've got to secure this America for the future. Thank you, Mike, for all that you do. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Thank you. We've got to come together, my friend.
Get the message out there.
Absolutely. We constantly got to get this message out there to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioEgg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice and conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio.